Welcome to the December podcast for Neurosurgical Focus. I'm Natalie Charles. The December issue is on the topic of surgery of the central skull base. In this podcast, Dr. Vinko Dolenk, an expert on surgery of the cavernous sinus and of vascular lesions, will be speaking with Dr. Ricardo Romina about the surgical management of trigeminal schwannomas. Dr. Romina is the chief of the neurosurgical service at the Instituto de Neurologia de Curitiba in Paraná, Brazil. This issue of Neurosurgical Focus featured his study of 17 patients with trigeminal schwannomas who underwent treatment at his institution between 1987 and 2008.
So you have a lot of trigeminal neuronomas?
Yes, not that lot because these tumors are not so frequent. I have a lot of acoustic neuronomas and jugular foramen tumors. That's what I'm doing mostly.
Uh-huh.
But you have many schwannomas, also trigeminal schwannomas. The
yes.
point is, in Brazil, I've seen most countries in South America, these tumors became very, very big before the patient searched the doctor.
Mm-hmm. That's because of the diagnosis is late, yeah?
Yes. And that's a problem. And then we have problem to reconstruct the skull base and so on. And but we have achieved very, very good results in this patient.
Yeah, you know, I think that from all this business in the paracellar compartment, the best results have been achieved, according to my practice and to my experience, in the carotid ophthalmic aneurysms in trigeminal schwannomas. These are two best pathologies, if we can say something good about the pathology. I'm really happy when I have a schwannoma. And I think that with one single approach, you can practically eradicate, let's say, 97-98% of all these schwannomas. But as I saw, you described also that you had some tumors, they went even further down into the periphery, that is along the branches of the trigeminal nerve, and you included also the other approaches. My experience is not in that respect. There was only one tumor, one patient where I could not remove the tumor completely, and that patient had a neuroma from the sympathetic cords along the carotid artery. And this is completely different issue than the usual schwannomas. This is one point I would like to underline. And the second thing is that I was happy not to see, except in two cases, malignant schwannomas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with you and agree that these tumors are very good to remove. And in the most cases, if the patient has no malignant tumor, you are able to remove completely the tumor.
Mm-hmm.
I think the main issue is to preserve some branch of the trigeminal nerve. And that could be a big problem in some large tumors. And that's what we're trying to do in every case with trigeminal schwannoma. We're trying to preserve at least some fibers of the trigeminal nerves, ophthalmic fibers especially. And I think that's very, very important.
I couldn't agree more with you. And my aim and my, how shall I say, my order to myself in these cases is always that the patient has not to be with more symptoms and signs after the surgery than he or she was before. And this is possible to achieve because most of these tumors, unless they were operated before and irradiated and whatever, they are really easily to be removed because they are soft and you can follow the fibers. There is an exception when a large part of the Gasserian ganglion is involved. There you might have some problems, yeah? But otherwise, I think it is practically always possible to preserve the motor branch. And as you said, the first division is extremely important to be preserved because of the protection of the eye. And on the other side, also from greater petrosal nerve, also, which is... And of course, if you do not have a lacrimal gland functioning, then the problem is, of course, very important.
Yes, the eye became dry.
Yes,
that's a big problem. Many, many years ago, some described a technique to reconstruct the first division using some grafts of sural nerve and occipital, occipital nerve. Do you have experience in that?
No, I didn't have the necessity to do it. I know this his successful attempt, and I think it's a good, let's say, way out when, if for whatever reason, you lose the first division.
Yes, that's right. It's just always to try to preserve. And how are your opinion about radius surgery? Because I'm a neurosurgeon, I hate radius surgery, but some people are publishing papers on radius surgery for trigeminal schwannoma. What do you think about?
Forget it.
Yes.
Forget it. Forget it. This is not the right way. This tumor should be and could be, and it was demonstrated so many times already that it is possible to be eradicated completely, unless it is malignant, unless it is schwannoma or let's say neurinoma from this spinal, this periarterial cords, and in cases where there the tumor is the rest tumor and then irradiated and so on and so on.
But that's right. That's my fight in every congress I'm going, because, you know, the people are presenting more and more cases of radius surgery. And I think the only way to cure the patient is total removal.
Exactly.
And that's the way we have to show.
Exactly.
That's right.
I couldn't agree more. And I've been lucky to be able to be allowed to cooperate with Dr. Steiner already from the time when he was still in Stockholm at Karolinska Hospital, and later on, ever since when he started in Charlottesville, Virginia. We have the same opinion. Surgery first, radiosurgery later on if there is a remnant. But this is not needed in trigeminal schwannomas.
Few people think like Dr. Steiner, because most of the surgical people, they are doing for every case, acoustic and the one for benign tumors. I'm completely against it, because I think we can cure the patient, and that's the way to do, and to teach the people also.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, to teach people, it is necessary that they are willing to learn. It means that the paracellar compartments, so-called cavernosinus tumors, but let's say trigeminal neurinomas are mostly not cavernosinus neurinomas. They are lateral to it usually. Yeah? But I mean, for this, people have to learn the anatomy, and then they can enjoy this surgery. This is not only one step to the side. No, this is completely new field. And younger people, they have to learn this. And I cannot stress or underline it more than I am so open. I'm happy if anybody of younger people comes to me and like to stay with me and to learn the technique.
That's the way to do. As a neurosurgeon, we have to do always better and better and show that it's possible to remove tumor, preserve function. But I know nowadays it's difficult because of the industry and the other interests involved in radio surgery. We have here in our institute six video conferences every year in other centers. Perhaps we can do you a video conference some month next year if you have time. One-hour video conference between our residents and your residents in one specific theme, like cavernous sinus meningioma or melanoma or something like that.
I'm always available. Always available and willing to do this. This is our duty. It's a must for us who are doing these things, because we will never succeed. We will never convince the other people who are thinking differently that they have to change their opinion. We have to show them, we have to present to them the real results as they are, and then they will change their opinion, and they will be also more successful. If we remove a meningioma, let's say 95%, and there's only 5% around some structures like ICA or maybe in the superorbital fissure, then the task for a gamma knifing is much smaller and it's more efficient. But for trigeminal, I have to say that we can be successful and we can cure the patient with surgery, microsurgery only, when we have the right approach and when we are doing the virgin case.
I agree completely with you. That's all my opinion.
So we don't need to convince each other.
That's right. I hope we can do something together, like this video conference next year. It will be very nice.
Yes, let's join the forces and let's show to those people who are willing to see and to listen, who are also willing to invest a lot of work later on.
That's right. Glad to talk to you, and very nice.
Great pleasure, and I was happy to see your paper in this Neurosurgical Focus 2008. I was really delighted. Nevertheless, you have a little bit different opinion and approach as I have, but it doesn't matter. Thanks God.
Yes.
that some differences do exist. But the general aim for treatment of these patients from your side and from my side is the same. Eradicate the tumor.
That's right. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
This concludes our podcast for the December issue of Neurosurgical Focus. Thank you for listening. Please join us for the January issue, when the topic will be spinal vascular malformations. For more information on how to submit your research to Neurosurgical Focus, or to see a list of upcoming topics, please visit thejns.org and click on Neurosurgical Focus. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.